Colon cancer, advances in treatment and surgical innovations. Colon cancer, one of the most common types of cancer, affects the large intestine, colon, which is the final part of the digestive tract. With recent advancements in treatment and surgical techniques, there is new hope for improved outcomes and quality of life for patients. This post explores the latest developments in the treatment of colon cancer, focusing on surgical innovations and multidisciplinary approaches. Understanding colon cancer. Colon cancer typically begins as small, non-cancerous, benign, clumps of cells called polyps that form on the inside of the colon. Over time, some of these polyps can become colon cancers. Risk factors include age, family history, inherited syndromes, lifestyle factors such as diet, smoking, and alcohol use, and certain inflammatory bowel diseases. Symptoms and diagnosis. Symptoms of colon cancer can vary and may include changes in bowel habits, including diarrhea or constipation, rectal bleeding or blood in the stool, persistent abdominal discomfort, such as cramps, gas, or pain, a feeling that the bowel doesn't empty completely, weakness or fatigue, unexplained weight loss. Early detection is crucial for effective treatment. Screening methods include colonoscopy, fecal-occult blood tests, FOBT, and stool DNA tests. Diagnosis typically involves a combination of these screenings, imaging tests, CT scans, MRI, and biopsy to confirm the presence of cancer cells. Advances in surgical treatment. Robotic surgery. Robotic surgery has emerged as a significant advancement in the treatment of colon cancer, offering enhanced precision, flexibility, and control compared to traditional methods. Benefits of robotic-assisted surgery include enhanced precision. The robotic system translates the surgeon's hand movements into smaller, precise movements of tiny instruments inside the patient's body. Better visualization. Robotic systems provide a high-definition, 3D view of the surgical area, allowing for greater accuracy. Minimized trauma. Smaller incisions result in reduced blood loss, less post-operative pain, and lower risk of complications. Quicker recovery. Patients typically experience shorter hospital stays and faster recovery times, enabling a quicker return to normal activities. Robotic surgery is particularly beneficial for complex and delicate procedures, such as those involving the rectum or requiring extensive lymph node dissection. Minimally invasive surgery. Minimally invasive surgical techniques, such as laparoscopic surgery, have also revolutionized the treatment of colon cancer. These techniques involve smaller incisions, leading to reduced post-operative pain, shorter hospital stays, faster recovery times, lower risk of complications. Colectomy. A colectomy involves removing the part of the colon containing the cancer. Depending on the location and extent of the cancer, different types of colectomies may be performed. Partial colectomy. Only the cancerous part of the colon is removed, along with a margin of healthy tissue. Total colectomy, the entire colon is removed, which may be necessary in cases of extensive disease or genetic conditions like familial adenomatous polyposis, FAP. Lymph node removal. During surgery, nearby lymph nodes are also removed and tested for cancer. This helps in staging the cancer and determining the need for additional treatments. Enhanced recovery after surgery, ERAS, protocols. ERAS protocols are designed to optimize the preoperative, intraoperative, and postoperative care of patients undergoing surgery. These protocols have been shown to improve recovery times, reduce complications, and enhance overall outcomes. Multidisciplinary approach and personalized treatment. A comprehensive, multidisciplinary approach is essential for the effective treatment of colon cancer. This involves a team of specialists, including surgeons, oncologists, radiologists, and gastroenterologists, working together to develop personalized treatment plans based on the cancer's stage and the patient's overall health. Chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is often used to kill cancer cells that may remain after surgery or to shrink tumors before surgery. It can also be used in advanced stages of colon cancer. Commonly used chemotherapy drugs include 5-fluorouracil, 5-FU, capecitabine, oxaliplatin, irinotecan. Targeted therapies. Targeted therapies are drugs that specifically target the molecular changes that drive cancer growth. These therapies can be particularly effective for certain genetic mutations and are often used in combination with chemotherapy. Examples include bevacizumab targets VEGF. Cetuximab and panitumumab target EGFR. Immunotherapy. Immunotherapy helps the body's immune system recognize and attack cancer cells. Immune checkpoint inhibitors, such as pembrolizumab and nivolumab, have shown promise in treating certain types of colon cancer, particularly those with mismatch repair deficiency, DMMR, or high microsatellite instability, MSIH. Supportive care and quality of life. Supportive care is crucial for managing symptoms and maintaining quality of life for colon cancer patients. This includes pain management, effective strategies to control pain and improve comfort. Nutritional support, guidance on maintaining a balanced diet to support overall health and recovery. Psychological support, counseling and support groups to help patients and their families cope with the emotional impact of cancer diagnosis and treatment. Conclusion. The landscape of colon cancer treatment is rapidly evolving, with significant advancements in surgical techniques and personalized care approaches. Minimally invasive surgeries, robotic-assisted procedures, innovative systemic therapies, and a multidisciplinary approach are improving outcomes and offering hope to patients. Staying informed about these developments can empower patients and their families to make informed decisions and seek the best possible care. For more information on colon cancer and its treatment, visit reputable sources like the American Cancer Society, www.cancer.org, and the National Cancer Institute, www.cancer.gov. Stay tuned for more updates on the latest in gastrointestinal and hepatopancreatobiliary oncology.